the goal is really to create that engagement where you don't even necessarily need to be involved. You're creating discussion in the comment section of your post. And this is really what keeps the algorithm going and fluid. And if you could do that, that opens up an entire world of possibilities on the LinkedIn platform.
That's how we left off with Dan Roth at the end of part one of our conversation about LinkedIn strategy. Welcome to part two. Dan's the founder and leader of the Creator Mode LinkedIn group. I'm Ross Brand from Livestream Universe. Today on Brand on Broadcasting, we continue our conversation with a discussion of LinkedIn anchor posts. That's the post delivered at the same time and in the same format each week. We'll tell you what you might be doing to kill your reach on LinkedIn. Very important. And I start out by asking Dan, what format works best for anchor posts?
If you're just starting off, I would recommend doing a text post because the algorithm picks it up the best. If you are someone that is more visible on the site, if you've got a couple thousand followers, then you can change that up and do a picture post. I wouldn't, one of the reasons I created Creator Mode was to provide visibility to those creators, but until that learning curve is met and we generate a wider net, I sort of would avoid doing those short form video posts at this time, just because it's not the most popular thing on the site.
So you're saying text post means no image and no link out, right?
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yes.
Content.
Black and white content. And I want to give two things for your audience, because I know your audience is going to be a little bit more experienced, generally speaking. In journalism, we have a term, inverted pyramid style. And what that means is your most important stuff at the top and then flow down. Right. So with LinkedIn posts, the most important thing is you're only going to get two or three lines above the fold. So in order for somebody to really read down, you need to have that consistency. If you're just starting off, you don't want to do a 2,500 character thing. You want to do something that's going to be manageable, impactful, but also well-written. Now, here's the caveat to this, and this is the reason I say you want to be consistent. When I was going through my beta testing of my material, one of the things I noticed was if I was doing a text post every week, and then I said, oh, I have a great idea, I'm going to add a video to it, or I'm going to add a picture to it, I may have been generating 100,000 views every week, but the second I changed the format of it, I got like 1,000 views. It's that drastic a difference. So if you're shifting the way that you're presenting your content, even if theoretically the subject matter is the same, the algorithm is picking it up differently. And it's going to kill your reach, which is why I say you do that consistent anchor post, and then you have the continuity or the additional content throughout the rest of the week. And that's when you could really change it up. That's when you could add those videos.
And the reason you want to have that content throughout the rest of the week is when somebody engages with that anchor piece, then if you have something that follows it the next day or 2 days, whatever, then they're most likely to see that if they engage with your last piece of content.
Exactly.
That's like a general social, like you watch a YouTube video on a subject, you can guarantee your feed's going to have three or four more on that same subject or by that same creator. Same thing with LinkedIn. Whoever you're engaging with, you're going to see the most. Their
exactly.
Posts, right.
But I would caution creators when it comes to burnout, simply because of the fact that I'm not even talking about them burning out. When you have an overload of content, it's going to burn readers out, and it's going to burn them out quick. There's no reason to try to do 5 or 6 posts a day, because first of all, it's going to kill it. So let me give everybody sort of a high-level overview of how LinkedIn works. When you create a post, it puts it at the top of the algorithm. So you're right. So you're starting up here. Most people are going to see it there. Once it's out for a little bit, every time somebody engages with it, it bumps it back up. Every time you respond to that comment within an hour, it keeps it up. But if nobody responds, then it starts dipping down a hill. Now, if you've gotten 50,000 views and you're looking at 500 comments, going down that hill is going to have a lot higher level of resistance. So you're going to go slower than you would if you just had, if you had, you know, let's say 500 views. Now, if you were to put out another piece of content, let's say 3 hours later, while your first piece of content is still on the upward, now that piece of content is going to block you here. That's going to take over. And then all that momentum that you had with that first one is gone. So most people would recommend not doing more than one to two pieces of content per day. I pause on that and would say, I think it really depends on what the purpose is.
Right.
So we're like, how well did your first one do? If it did nothing, then by all means, put out another piece of content.
And if it's doing really well, should you follow it up with something the next day? Or is it, again, like, don't overdo it. Like, have your anchor piece runs on Monday. And in the beginning, it's probably going to do 10 reactions and 3 comments. And then, you know, over time, it'll start to grow more and more and more. Assuming, so what do you do to support that the rest of the week?
So this is an amazing question and one that I would expect from an icon.
Checks in the mail.
You're welcome. so I think there's a couple of realms of thought. If you do a post back to back, that with the same piece of content, with the same sort of content, there's one philosophy that, are you just pandering for views and for metrics? If you're truly providing value, and when I say that, if you are able to extrapolate the information you've learned from the comments and from the visibility on that first post, and you're able to provide commentary that wasn't necessarily that there in that first one, instead of sort of just rewording that first post, then I think absolutely you can. But there's also the perspective that if your post does really well, first of all, if you respond to the comments with that first hour, your post may not have a large downturn until a couple of days later. So do you even want to post that next day? Now, what I'm talking about is more along the 50, 100,000 plus level type of posts. When it gets to be like 20, 25,000 and less, you don't have to worry about it as much because those are going to have a lot quicker downturn. But when you have that upward trajectory, that's when you want to sort of breathe, so to speak. But also, that could also be a good time that if you have a post that does 100,000 views and it's generating audience and doesn't stop for a week, that may be the right time to say, hey, I've got a 10,000 subscriber newsletter. Let me take the results of this, put that in there. All 10,000 people get notified. And this is a really good way to show and almost have a cluster of similar content that you can then group and utilize or even create a portfolio for. As you're gearing up to show. The other thing I would do is when we talk about video is, in addition to creating a follow-up post, you could do a live video or you could record a quick snippet talking about, you know, your reaction to how it had done, what your motivation was, and use it as a learning tool for other people. All of this is providing benefit to your audience. And at the end of the day, I may be doing the post for me, but I'm responding for the audience.
And that wraps up part 2 of our conversation with Creator Mode LinkedIn group founder and leader Dan Roth. In part 3, we move on to LinkedIn Live, how you can energize and invigorate your LinkedIn Live shows and outreach, and really what you can do to turn out a big audience for LinkedIn Live. We'll talk about that in the next video with Dan Roth. For Livestream Universe, I'm Ross Brand.